Expressions of quantity. Quantity is a word that means a specific number or amount of something. So an expression of quantity is a word or a phrase that expresses a specific number or amount of something. Some expressions of quantity can be confusing when we're talking about subject-verb agreement. Study this table to help you. Let's look at the column on the left. You see five expressions of quantity under the column. See the noun that follows: some of, most of, half of, or other fractions like two-thirds, one-quarter, etc., a lot of, and none of. When you see these expressions of quantity in a sentence, you want to look at the noun that follows. If the noun is singular, you'll use a singular verb. If the noun is plural, you'll use a plural verb. Now look at the column in the middle, always singular. One of, each of, every, or every one of, and the number of. These expressions of quantity always take a singular verb. And on the right, a number of always takes a plural verb. A number of is an expression of quantity that really means a lot of something, many. And so if you can remember that, you'll always be able to remember that it takes a plural verb. Notice number 5, none of, has a note below the table. None of is an expression that is changing in English. Traditionally, in formal English, none or none of was always considered singular. However, today, plural verbs are used if the noun following none of is plural. For this reason, I've put this expression of quantity in the column on the left, where you need to look at the noun that follows. For example, none of the patients in the hospital are getting better. After the expression none of, you see the noun patients, which is a plural noun. Because it's plural, we're using a plural verb, are. Patients are. Let's look at the example sentences, and you'll see that the number of the example sentence corresponds with the number of the expression of quantity in the table. So the first one is the expression some of. Number 1, some of the book is interesting. We're looking at the noun book, which is singular, so we need a singular verb is, book is. Some of the books are interesting. Now you see the noun books, which is plural, and so for that reason you need a plural verb. In the first example sentence we have book is, in the second example sentence books are. So the difference in meaning here is that the first sentence, some of the book is interesting, we're talking about one book, and maybe three of the chapters are interesting, but the other chapters are not. We're talking about one book. In the second sentence, we're talking about many books. Maybe you have 7 books. And 2 of the books are interesting, but 5 of the books are not interesting. Now let's look at number 2, most of. Most of the banana is rotten. Rotten is a word that means when fruit or food becomes bad, so that it tastes bad or it's no longer good to eat. So usually when you have a rotten banana, you'll see brown spots on it. So here we're talking about one banana. Most of the banana is rotten. We see that banana is singular, so we need a singular verb is, banana is. So we're talking about one banana. Now let's look at the second sentence. Most of the bananas are rotten. We look at the noun that follows the expression, bananas. It's plural. So we need a plural verb, bananas are. In the second sentence, we're talking about a group of bananas. So let's say we have 5 bananas and 4 of them are rotten, 1 is not. That's the difference in meaning. Number three is the same idea. It's an expression of quantity where we have to look at the noun that follows. This is a fraction, a part of something. Half. Half of the money is mine. Half of the people in this room are from Mexico. Again, we look at the noun that follows the expression of quantity. Money is a singular noun. It's a non-count noun, which usually takes a singular verb. Money is. And in the second sentence, people is a plural noun. People are. Number four is another expression of quantity in the same column. A lot of the homework is easy. Homework is another non-count noun, which takes a singular verb. Homework is. A lot of the tests are difficult. Tests, of course, is a plural noun, so we need a plural verb. And number five is the last example for the column on the left where we need to look at the noun that follows the expression of quantity. Number five, none of. None of the work was finished. Work is singular and was is singular. None of the computers were working. Computers is plural, so we need a plural verb. Computers were. Now let's look at numbers 6, 7, 8, and 9. These expressions of quantity always take singular verbs. Number 6, one of my children was sick. Children is plural, but we still need a singular verb because one of always takes a singular verb. Number 7, each of my neighbors is coming to my birthday party. Each always takes singular, each is. Don't get confused by the word neighbors here, which is plural. Every person thinks his, her own language is easiest. Every always takes a singular verb. Every thinks, every person thinks. And number 9, the number of injuries from the war is shocking. The number of is an expression that always takes a singular verb. The number of injuries is. And now number 10 in the right column always takes a plural verb. A number of accidents always occur as a result of rain and wet roads. A number of is that expression of quantity that always takes a plural verb. So study this table and try this sorting activity to review. At the bottom of the page, after you complete the sorting activity, try the quiz group to test yourself.